Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, let's get back to talking football. Let's get back to the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's head right now to California, and we'll be joined by Roxy Bernstein, who covered Noel Williams, the third-round corner that they got from the University of Cal. Roxy, really happy to have you on. What kind of player are the Chiefs getting with Noel Williams?
He was a terrific shutdown corner. And when he transferred from UNLV to Cal, I talked to, at the time, defensive coordinator Peter Sermon at Cal and head coach Justin Wilcox about him. And they had a lot of talent that they were bringing into the secondary. It's also a strong unit, which was shown in the NFL draft this year. But Noel Williams was a guy they kept talking about. And his ability to break on the ball, to make plays. And you saw it this last year with leading the country in interceptions. He had 7 picks. Just a phenomenal year. And that's why he went as high in the draft as he did. And I think at some point, I don't know if it'll be this year, but he will be a starter in the secondary for the Chiefs.
That's what I like most about this selection is he seems to have great ability on the football. I know last year kind of stands out with the 7 interceptions, but, I mean, his last year at UNLV, he had 3 interceptions. He had 2 interceptions in Cal 2 seasons ago, and then to jump up to 7, he seems to have a great nose for the football.
He does, and he's a smart football player. He studies. He watches film, so he gets the movement of the receivers, and reads what the quarterback and the tendencies try to be. And I think that's where he's added to his game, is his ability to also do the work off the field. He is an exceptionally hard worker. But off the field, to put in the film work, to put in the video work, to see exactly where he can improve as a player, but also to learn tendencies of his opponents. And, you know, he had a pick six, for example, in that much-anticipated game against Miami back early in the season for Cal. But to have 7 interceptions in a college football season, it's pretty remarkable considering that's essentially 1 every 2 games. And that's how strong he was in the secondary for what was a strong unit that Cal had on the back end. But to me, he was the featured guy with his playmaking ability.
Reading his NFL draft page, it says that he was inconsistent in run support. How is his tackling ability? Is he a guy that you think can improve in that ability in helping against the run?
I think it's adequate, to be honest with you. Is he ever going to be a great defender against the run? Probably not. But, you know, when you're drafting Noel Williams and you're going to be paying him to shut down receivers and to be a cover corner, because that's what he is. He's got the size. He's 6 feet, 6'1", right around 200 pounds. He was okay in run support. It's not his strength, but I think he can get better at it. But his ability is he was drafted by the Chiefs not necessarily to help stop the run. He was drafted by the Chiefs because of his playmaking ability in the secondary and his ability to stay with and shut down receivers.
You mentioned that he has a chance to turn into be a starter for this team. Do you think he's somebody that can fit well on the outside, or do you think he's that perfect kind of inside slot corner?
I think he's an outside corner. That's where I think his specialty is, and that's where he played in college at Cal. Now, he did play a little bit of safety early in his career as well, but he was more of a corner and a guy that understood if you leave him out there on the island, he'll make a play, and he's very rarely going to get beat. And that's look, could he go inside and be a slot corner? Yeah, but I don't think that's his strength. I think his future is on the outside and trying to be a shutdown corner out there.
Two other things that I've noticed looking at his scouting report, his athleticism score was below average. He scored a 67. He was 21st ranked among corners who went to the combine. How do you think that athleticism is going to translate to the next level?
I think that it's okay, and we all know it's a huge jump, right, with the speed, the physicality of the NFL game as opposed to the college game. But I think he makes up for it in other ways because of his ability to use his smarts to understand what the offenses are trying to do. And with his scouting work, that's the way he's able to overcome, I think, some of those deficiencies in terms of where people value his athleticism. But I still think he's pretty athletic. It's not like he's the guy out there running a 5.5 40. That's not necessarily his, but I don't think it's anything that people should be concerned with in terms of his athleticism.
Another thing here, reading on one of his weaknesses, it says that he had a high number of holding penalties and pass interference penalties. How concerning was that in college?
A little bit, but you know what? It's also a sign he didn't get beat, right? He was going to make sure he didn't get beat downfield. So he may have grabbed a guy, but I think it also played into the over-aggressiveness that his defense played with this past year. And he was the playmaker. He knew he had to step up and make plays defensively, and he was determined not to get beat, and he was going to battle. And look, we see it. Corners, they get penalties, especially when they're out there on one-on-one coverage, which he was a lot. They didn't give him help, and he was making sure he just wasn't going to get beat deep.
That is Roxy Bernstein, who covered Noel Williams at Cal, who was the third-round pick for the Kansas City Chiefs at pick 85. Roxy, great stuff, my man. Appreciate your time today.
My pleasure.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.